Cobalt. 12 years ago. 1:18 a.m. I slipped out the second-story window and dropped silently to the ground. Behind me, the office building remained dark, empty, as I leaned against the cement wall and dug my phone out of my pocket. "It's done," I muttered into the speaker. "Everything is wired to explode. I just need confirmation that the building is empty before I detonate."
"Roger that,"
came the voice on the other end.
"Building is empty. The only thing left is the security guard outside. You are clear to proceed when ready."
"Are you sure?" I growled, my voice hard. "I don't want a repeat of what happened in Dublin. Are you absolutely certain there are no civilians inside?"
"That's an affirmative. The building is clear. Waiting on your signal."
"All right." I stepped away from the wall. "Leaving the premises now. I'll report in again when it's done. Cobalt out." Lowering the phone, I gazed across the empty parking lot, thinking. It would be easy enough to slip through the fence, cross the street, and vanish into the darkness without anyone knowing I was here. In fact, that was what Talon expected, what I was supposed to do. They chose me for these missions because I was damn good at my job. Infiltrate a target, steal or plant whatever I was supposed to, and get out again. All without being seen or leaving any evidence behind. I was probably the youngest basilisk to infiltrate Talon's enemies, and I was here only because the last basilisk sent out on assignment never returned. But I kept completing missions, and the organization kept sending me on more, regardless of danger, time, or my personal feelings. I didn't know what this particular company had done to earn Talon's wrath, and I didn't want to know. Better not to ask questions. It was easier that way. But Talon required me to finish this assignment, and I knew what I had to do now. Instead, I turned and headed toward the front of the building, following the wall until I found what I was looking for. A pudgy man in a blue and black uniform.